Manabada Boisai, lessons from the lathe. Parshas Ve'eschanan. Shabbos Nachamu is coming this week. Most, I assume, will hear this before Tisha B'Av. Over the last 2 years, we've had Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, then we had a full week to have the Nachamu of Shabbos Nachamu come upon us. And this year, we have the shortest time, where it is Thursday. Wednesday night is Tisha B'Av and Thursday. And therefore, I will try to relate a message both to Tisha B'Av and the Nechama that comes. I pointed this out last year, and this is an important point. Rav Soloveitchik points out that the Rambam, when he enumerates in Hilchos Tefillah, the Kriyas HaTorah that has to be read at certain times of the year. So, in our intuition, I always thought this myself, that Parshas Devarim has to be read before Tisha B'Av, because of course, in Sheni we have Eicha, and we read it in the tune, we stir ourselves as the Haftorah does. And that's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam actually writes that we have to read Parshas Ve'etchanan. Ve'etchanan has to be read the Shabbos after. So there is some connection with that. And there's some nechama to that. Rav Soloveitchik goes on to explain, and this is a key point, that Tisha B'Av is not complete without nechama. There is some aspect to the Chorban that is part and parcel with Nechama. And that's quite obvious because a central theme is the fact that we actually have a tefillah called Nachem. And the tefillah Nachem is the tefillah that we say after Chatzos. And in another place, Rav Soloveitchik explains this idea as well, that the chiyuv we have on Tisha B'Av, from the night of Tisha B'Av until Chatzos, is a made mutal lefanov. Is this raw emotion that we're supposed to have, almost an emotion of aninus. So much so, of course, we don't put tefillin on. Of an onen is such a raw emotion, rachmanon letzlan, before the body is buried. Of course, we do change, we say brachas and so on and so forth, but we sit on the floor and we have additional minhagim that, as we know already from Chatzos, we don't follow. We put the parochas back, we turn the lights on a bit more. All the other inuim, of course, apply. But that's because of this raw feeling that we're supposed to have. Bodeid, alone, no greeting. I can't talk to anyone. And in fact, the halacha is that if somebody comes up to somebody while they're in onen and says, Amakam Yinachem, there's no nechama. We don't need nechama during that time. We can't have nechama during that time. And we have to understand what's the connection between this parsha. What's interesting to note, everybody likes to point out, of course, Ve'etchanan, the 515 tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu beseeches the Rabbono Shalom for, and there's no question about it. His tefillah is so, so powerful. We know, of course, we are told that if he just would have had one more tefillah, which Rabbono Shalom begged him not to do, he would have got into Eretz Yisrael. Hard for us to understand what exactly that means. But what we do understand is the power of tefillah at the appropriate moment. And it is amazing that it is exactly the tefillah that is not answered that becomes a paradigm for tefillah. Harav Pinchas writes that Moshe Rabbeinu's, this was the ultimate of tefillos, teaches us that when we are in an inyan misuyam, refuah l'chola, parnasa, and we need Hashem. Hashem is not, quote-unquote, answering us. Why? What should we do? Laharbot bebakashot. We should daven differently, in different ways, as, of course, it says in Pirkei Avos, to set our tefillah, the Maran Brachos, our tefillah should be set not as keva. We should change it. We should have tachanunim. And we learned that Moshe changed his tefillahs. Very, very differently. It wasn't just the same thing over and over again. It wasn't like a child who says, you know, can I have ice cream? 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 No. Lavash socket, we're told. Unbelievable. Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbah that he wore sock. V'nis'atev sock. V'nichaf bi'afar. V'amar b'tfilu tachnun v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was a call in Shamayim V'aretz. Nizazehu, v'shamayim v'aretz. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zashar hichriz b'chol shar v'shar. He didn't know what to do, chol basin v'basin. That maybe the tefillah should be accepted. And it's interesting that the paradigm of tefillah is one that seemingly, for the right reason, wasn't answered. And I pointed this out many times. And I had the schus of actually seeing her when I had just given this Dvar Torah. Racheli Frankel tells over the story when they were davening for her son, Naftali, and the other two boys at the Kotel, 100,000 people or more. And as she was leaving, she heard a bunch of school children saying, that was unbelievable, I really think we did it. I mean, like, we beseech the Rabbanu Shalom. He's got no choice. And as a teacher, she didn't know what to do, and she turned to them and she said, you know, Hashem listens to all tefillos. You know, the answer is not always yes. And I told her how powerful that was. And I tell this often, and we have to think about this. Because I know in my own life, specifically this year, I had a very powerful Pesach, Seder Pesach, but specific because what led up to it. Amongst the Rabbeim, my own Rabbeim, Rav Bagno, the Rav of our Shul, the Rosh Kolo and Lev HaTorah, speaking about the importance of how we're going to say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Maybe this is foreshadowing of Mashiach, the time of Corona, the bidud that we're experiencing, like in Mitzrayim. And we felt it. It was raw. It was an emotion that we said, oh my God, this could be the year. And it didn't happen. And then he gave us the Dvar Torah for the last phase of Pesach. This is it. This could be. But we don't chas v'shalom say, well, so what happened? He didn't listen to our tefillos. Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm of all tefillos, and that tefillah was not answered, in fact. But it teaches us how we have to, over and over again, dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom to beseech him for tefillos. But here's a strange question, which to many might be obvious, and I don't think it's so obvious. The Gemara tells us in Sota and Daf Yudalad Amin Aleph, Dorish Rabbi Simlai, Mivnei Ma Nis'ave Moshe Lachnis La'aretz. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to come to Eretz Yisrael? It seems like a crazy question. We learned a few weeks ago about the Shvatim that didn't want to enter the land. And we spoke about how Reuven, Gad, Chatzi Shevet, Malasha saw the good part of the land, not being Eretz Yisrael, but so close, and said, okay, I'll take it, I'll take it. And we said, you got to wait for the goodness. Slow down, wait for to hear what you can get. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu want? So it's true, the Tosfos, I believe in Menachos, says that, you know, he was able to look on top of that mountain and able to see the land of Israel, and that's all he would ever be able to see. And I remember on my first trips to Eretz Yisrael with my children, before we made Aliyah, I said to my kids, you understand that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even in this place? Do you understand how lucky you are? And the Gemara Menachos tells the common answer that's given, and I understand it, to do the mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz. To do mitzvahs that even without a Beis HaMikdash today, some of which we are able to do, we are able to follow, even at a Derabbanan level, the Shemitah year, we are able to follow Trumas and Maestros again, on each on its level. We have still the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We have Berachos Kohanim. We have many special parts of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Sota, V'chi le'echol mepriya hu tzarech. Ah, is it because he wanted to eat the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the only land in the world, in the universe, that has holy fruits and vegetables? Ela Amar Moshe, yesh kama mitzvos tluyos ba'aretz. Echnis, ani aretz, let me in the land. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch, kulam atam avakesh. Okay, I'll give you all the mitzvahs that you need. You don't need Moshe, you don't need any mitzvahs anyway. But it's as if you did a Shemitah, I'll give you all the mitzvahs. Chumas, Maestros, everything. How can it be? And then he goes on, he quotes, this is from the wonderful Zera Shimshon, asked this question based on the Gemara. the Zera Shimshon, as I try every Sefer to quote at least once, if not more. Of course, the great Shimshon Chaim Nachmani promises anybody who reads his Sfarim will have great skulos. So he says, the Maharsha already says this, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Evet Shemekabal Pras. This is the pras that we get at the end of the day. It's to live in this unique, beautiful land. And we have peros that are special. We have chumas and maestros, v'chulu v'chulu. Could it be, says the Maharsha, Shemitchila kodim shenichnas hayalo machshava zu lekabel pras. Avim haya nichnas haya over shalom menas lekabel pras. Okay. So there's got to be another reason. And he says, I'll reveal the reason. And this is based on the Megali Amukos. Quotes the Gemara in Erech and Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Isod Ezra boi rachmona al yetzer davodizara. Vibitla. When Ezra came, Ezra and I were talking a lot of years later. When he came back there, it's just, he says, we got to stop this yetzahara for avodizara. We can't understand. It's hard for us. You know, we laugh sometimes when you go somewhere, you might see a Buddha statue or something like that. What's it? People had a taiva for this? You know, you go to America to some crazy hotel, you always have this Shiloh. We've had this Shiloh a few times, the Shabbatons we go on, and the OU goes crazy as they should. They're davening this place, this psalm, mamish there. We have no taiva for these things. We don't understand it. Why? Because that Yetzirah is mevatel only by the times of Ezra. And he says, well, why? By Rachmanu leitzuyal vodazara libitla. Bi shlomo moisha lo by Rachmana. By zechisa l'eretz Yisrael. He says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it. Obviously, it would be a good question. Why didn't Moshe do it after Yisrael chet ha'egel? This is a big, bad Yetzirah. And yes, we ask a question, Yehoshua, why didn't he do it? Amai l'boi rachmana. V'im haya Moshe rotsu l'achnis la'aretz k'day l'havir ha'yetzer shel avodah zara u'latakin o'ilam. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu got it. He understood that there was a better place. He understood that the place was Eretz Yisrael and those tefillos, wow. What I'm saying is counterintuitive, but I'll say it anyway. If Moshe Rabbeinu could have davened to get into Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't need 515 tefillos. Tefillos of Eretz Yisrael, can't explain it. Moshe understood that protection he wanted to have for his nation, he didn't need the mitzvahs of Tulis Baretz. They're great and they're wonderful and one of the reasons why we are here on the earth. But he had the opportunity to allow the Jews to have more of a sublime life in Eretz Yisrael through being Avodas Hashem and not having that Yetzirah, which was so big in those days. And only Ezra at his time was able to mitaken that. The Zeh Omer Lo, L'doiros Hitiken. And that's what the Rambam writes, B'hakdomer L'sefer Hayad Shelo, is Mona Nun Aleph Isurim, B'inyon Avodah Zarah. All of these Moshe recognized, said, look at these terrible Yetzirot. The Moshe rotza lahaviran, but he couldn't until Ezra came. Malos Aviro, Gematria, Ezra. The Midrash is telling us a very important lesson, says Rav the Zeresh Shimshon. He says he didn't need the schar of the mitzvahs. But he wanted to get into the land of the zchus of the aretz, of the tefillah of the aretz. The tefillah that would work on the Yetzirah would not work outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that would be mevatel avodah zarah. L'hanois mipi aretz, it's great, it's wonderful. But to be metakin alam, that's why he wanted to go. We have to understand that when we spend the next number of days, hours, mourning for Beis Mikdashenu. What are we mourning for? And it's true, I said this morning in Lessons from the Lev, our shorter edition, that it's hard for us to understand stories about those that cried for mamash the Chorban. I remember as a student in Yeshivat HaKotel, they have their wonderful Vayichan program today. Shout out to that wonderful, wonderful amount of Torah being learned. And I remember the great Rav Nevensal, Shlita, who would stand by the window. I'm picturing it in my mind. And in those nights that he would be with us, I remember this very, very well, if I'm not mistaken, it was a Wednesday night that he stayed late and was close to Chatzos or Chatzos itself. And Rav Nevensal would just stand by the window and look at Har HaBayis and cry bitterly. And I was astounded by the sight. Every night we're talking about. Not a Tisha B'Av night. And this is someone who lives in the old city, who davens Vasikin every day. Many days used to be by the Kotel when he was well, was able to. Might still. And look at it. Told the story about the Chassam Sofer, who filled up the demos, of his crying bitterly on Erev Tisha B'Av so that he can drink it at the Suda Samafsekes. An amazing accomplishment that we just don't understand. The flask being filled up, as we say in Slichos, with those tears. And that's the only shah that's not null. How do we understand this? Rav Asher Weiss said it's so obvious that we're not just only crying about the physical building. You see, that in fact is the nechama. The famous idea we've quoted as well, Kina la David Mizmor L'Asaf, Why is it Kina L'Asaf? The Perek in Tehillim that tells us about the destruction. Because Hashem said, this is just the building that I'm taking you out on. There's still something special about Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nevensal actually pointed this out today in his introduction to the program, and he said, we're still missing. It's not enough being able to go to the Kotel. It's not enough being able to seeing the Birchas Kohanim on the Shlosh Regalim. There's much more there. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that. He just wanted to be here for the Kedusha of the land. The Dalet Amos walking in the land. And that's something that we have to appreciate. And what we're crying over, says Rav Asher Weiss, is anything. Any tragedy, especially during COVID, thinking about the thousands of people that died in our own communities, Rahman al-Islam, that we can think about, people that have died, people that were sick, people that are still sick. Rahman al-Islam. That's because of Chorban HaBayis. That's because of Chorban HaBayis. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Oftentimes we're given nechama because we say, well, but look where we are now. We're at, yes, and it's great. We're there, birth pangs of Mashiach. Yes, great, wonderful. But we don't have that Mashiach. And every tragedy that happens is because there's no Mashiach. So if you cry for anything, you cry for Mashiach. I told over at my Shabbos table the story I heard from Eitan Friedman when he was cooking at Rebbetzin Machlis's house. I believe someone told me, my wife told me it's in the book, about Rebbetzin Machlis. And he was cooking and cutting onions where he's met his shidduch, he's met his wife. Shidduch happened right there. And the onion cutting got intense and he started crying from the onions. And immediately Rebbetzin Machlis turns around, she says, down for the base of English right now, down for the base of English. You're crying, it's still a cry. You know what the nechama is? The nechama is that maybe we spend time now appreciating that. When we go into solitude, when we sit down on the ground, when we have nobody near us, it's just us and our thoughts, and hopefully not us and our phones. Although this year, we probably be spending a lot of time in good way trying to be inspired by Shurim because we're not able to be there in live form. but only that, and not other things. And before our Sudas HaMasekas, the raw sitting down, the last 2 years we haven't had the opportunities on Shabbos to sit, to experience the feeling alone with a piece of bread and an egg and ashes. Ah. But then comes the Rambam's Nechama and says, you need a Shabbos Nachamu, which for us, Baruch Hashem, is only 24 hours after. That's the Nechama of this day. Just one idea we'll end off with. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. The great Darshan, Harav Shlomo Levenstein, points out in his Sefer on Eicha, he talks about Shabbos Nachamu. So he quotes a Sefer called the Otzer Magilot. Magiliot. And it says, Muvir Rabbi Midrash B'Yalkut, She'asid Yavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would go to the Umas HaOlam, and he says, give them Nechama. Ki She'yishma Zot Yisrael Heim Yomru, Ech Nuchal L'Kapel Devrei Nechama Mitzad Umas HaOlam. We were terrible with them. And we know that when it came into Eretz Yisrael, there's Sheva Umas HaOlam, so Davkul Bi, Sheva Shevet Nechemta. We don't just stop. We only had 3 weeks of Haftorahs that were about the Chorban, and now Hashem says, I want to give you Nechama. And they say, we can't give you Nechama. We are the Shivomites. We're anti-Semites. We were terrible with them. You have to do it, Rabbanu Shalom. And he says, that's what the remez is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't want to do it, I'll do it myself. And he says, that's what the 7 weeks are. Listen to this beautiful idea by the Abu Draham. Shabbos Rishonu, it says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yomar Lokechem. That's what he's saying. He says, you go do it. You, the nations. B'nai Yisrael says, no, but Tomer Tzion Azva Hashem. The second week, what do we say? Vatomer Tzion. Azvani, Hashem. Anachnu Rotshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yinachem Otanu. Hashem answers Haftorah for the third week. Oni Ani Asasara Lo Nechama. Meaning what? Im Anechem Rotshem B'Nechama. If you don't want this Nechama, you don't need the Nechama to Goyim. As what? Anoichi Anoichi Hu Minachechem. From the fourth week. Fine, I'll do it. And then the fifth Shabbos, Reini Akara Lo Yilda. And the last of HaPtor is, Kumi Oiri Kiva Oirich, Kvoid Hashem. It's Hashem himself, Kvoid Uva Atzmai, who comes and gives us, when we say Hashem, we sing out, we're barren. We cannot give birth. We need you, Hashem, and only you. He says, fine, Kumi Oiri Kiva Oirich. There can't be a Tishma without a Nechama, because you gotta understand, you gotta appreciate the rawness of saying, I don't have Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of having the land. Forget about the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baaretz for a moment. Forget about the Karbonos. Forget about all that. The Hasharis HaShechina that's in this land is different than anywhere else. And yes, we're able to experience it on a small level here, yes, and there are amazing stories about people who come to Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden their tefillahs are answered. I just read from our own yeshiva, from Lev HaTorah, about 8 tefillahs that were given every year. We go to the Kotel, to Daven. This year we decided, last year, they decided to go to Kever Rachel. And there were 8 specific students who needed specific yeshua to have children. 5 of those 8 are currently either had a baby a few months ago, are going to have a baby. Something special about the Makom HaKadosh. This Tisha B'Av, we should think about the Etchanan El Hashem. Moshe's trying to get into Eretz Yisrael. Begging Hashem was not to do the mitzvahs to Lo Yisaretz. It's to have this connection of Shechina that can be mevatel the Yetzahar of Avodah Zarah. Only in Eretz Yisrael. It's that wanting, the longing for something better. As I always say, and especially if you live here, to know that where you are now is not the ultimate goal. We got to get even closer to Hashem. It's not enough the Kotel. There's something on top of it that needs to be destroyed in Harabayis Biadenu, means Beis HaMikdash Biadenu. We should be zeichet to understand the connection between these two. And Eicha has to come with a Nechama of realizing and recognizing Hashem is on our side, and
Kumi Uri, let's get up, because Hashem is going to be the one who's going to give us the ultimate nechama. And meretz Hashem with the bayit slishi, only if we understand what we are missing. We should be zochet to understand what we're missing, and see, b'yaz gol tzedek, with the third base HaMikdash, b'meheira v'yameinu, amen. We should be zochet to see this as a yontif of Tisha B'Av, all joining us in bayit slishi.